You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Robots have been around for decades, but companies like P&G are now able to add a lot more brains to them at a fraction of the original cost. Here in Westchester at the Corporate Engineering Technology Labs, or CETL, engineer Paul Thomas is testing a robot that is sorting different shaped bottles. Compressed air is turned into a vacuum. The hope is that one day such a robot could place the empty containers in a bottle filling line dispensing a variety of products like shampoo and dish soap instead of just one thing at a time.
So this is a in-house software that we wrote using an Intel RealSense camera and like a pretty low-end computer.
Thomas shows me on a screen what the robot can see. Vision is one of the main advances in the more modern robots, but the goal is to keep the cost down for the robots Procter & Gamble is building. Jeremy Hook is in charge of these labs and says these lower costs means also keeping consumer prices low.
This automation isn't affordable today in the commercial marketplace, and so we're creating those affordable solutions. And so his target here versus buying is 10% bill cost.
Standing near another robot, both Hook and Thomas explain it can organize boxes of Pampers that are all facing different directions and put them on a pallet. It's equipped with a 3D camera system that is also in some new smartphones. Hook says this is one of 3,000 robots the company has. It hopes to reach 5,000 in about 5 years.
I would say robotics have been stagnant and flat for about the first 20 years of my career, incremental 2-4% benefits. Now they're really on a new S-curve, as you can see by how many we have. Once you can put robots next to humans and work safely, it opens up all new possibilities.
The robots that stand next to workers are called collaborative robots. Applied innovation leader for robotics, Bob Bollinger, demonstrates one which has an advanced gripping system. It is picking up a product and setting it down. A real-life example could be to have a robot switch quickly from one bottle shape to another.
As we change over an asset from one product to the next, in the old world it would take time to change the tooling. Now having a very flexible tool allows us to run from one product to the next in a very rapid manner.
Procter & Gamble has between 150 and 200 collaborative robots in the field, including in its Lima plant.
You see some autonomous vehicles that you may have seen tooling around. In that case, you have some anthropomorphic robots, two arm ones like we have over there, that are picking and placing products. So it's really a wide variety of things that we do here.
As P&G designs these robots, engineers make them to have more and more capabilities. The company's Aaron Knapschaefer points to a picture of how robots are able to pick and choose a variety of products that people are ordering.
With this program, we will increase our number of SKUs that we can, number of products that we can pick, and also allow us to pick a much wider range of secondary packages. This uses it's commercially available vacuum picking technology.
P&G says it is out in front in the consumer product space with its use of collaborative robots, but the electronics and auto industries still lead all industries in robotics. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.